This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Bethel buzzed with excitement after two F-16 fighter jets made an emergency landing at the airport Tuesday night. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger spoke with one person who saw it all happen.
Steve Carr was checking on a few airplanes parked next to the Bethel Air Traffic Tower.
So I was checking on a Cessna 140 and a Stenson and a Mooney.
When
I hear that unmistakable sound of a jet fighter, you know, on approach.
Carr watched two F-16 Fighting Falcons dip low toward the runway.
Once the guy was safely on the ground, his partner was on the ground, he kept going, flew basically right over the tower, and then he put himself in a holding pattern over the airstrip, and that's what everybody in town heard.
Carr says he just happened to have a handheld aviation radio on him, and he tuned in to listen to the air controller direct the surprise F-16s, and several other aircraft trying to come in.
You know, it's that time of day. They're just coming in from every direction. So he had all these guys put them all in the holding patterns for this emergency.
That means several planes flew in circles above the tundra as they waited for their turn to land. So where did those F-16s come from? They belong to the 354th Fighter Wing, stationed at the Fort Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks. That's according to a spokesperson who says one of the F-16s had to make an emergency landing in Bethel after returning from a military exercise in the Asia-Pacific region. None of the pilots were injured. Carr says Bethel residents lined up in their cars or drove down Tower Road to check out the F-16s.
When I was leaving the airstrip coming down Hoffman Highway, I saw about a dozen cars pulled off at the north end of the airstrip where you can look off the highway right down the airstrip there.
The Eielson Air Force Base spokesperson says the mechanics are on their way to Bethel to repair the fighter jets. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schellenberger.
Next, in COVID-19 news. If you get tested for COVID-19 at the Bethel Airport, you could now win $1,000. Bethel is doubling down on using incentives rather than enforcement for the city's airport testing mandate. Meanwhile, the number of passengers getting tested at the airport hasn't changed. On Monday, Acting City Manager Lori Strickler announced the first winner of Bethel's raffle drawing for $1,000.
And then we'll read the name. Marie Rivers. Awesome. Marie, you will be contacting...
There were 95 names in the box. Alaska Airlines passengers who arrived in Bethel over the weekend and either tested for COVID-19 upon arrival or brought proof of a recent negative test result. Strickler said she plans to draw a new winner every Monday, with the drawing live-streamed on Facebook. She said the old incentive program, a $25 gift card for everyone who got tested at the airport, hadn't been as effective as the city would like.
The incentive program, when we have gotten numbers from YK, hasn't shown an increase in the participation, according to what YK is saying. So we're modifying the way that we're delivering those incentives to people, with the hope that a chance to win $1,000 will entice more people to participate.
Since the city council passed the airport testing mandate on August 31st, it has continued to spurn any enforcement of the mandate. Councilmember Mark Springer says he would feel irresponsible opening the city up to a lawsuit.
The city doesn't have the resources to enforce that mandate. We're not going to send police officers out there and herd people over to get tested, because as soon as you try something like that, there's going to be an immediate and strong legal challenge.
Police Chief Richard Simmons has also said that his department lacks staff to man the airport. But without enforcement, the mandate doesn't seem to be making any difference in the number of people who get tested at Bethel's airport. As of September 22nd, 3 weeks after the mandate was enacted, Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation spokesperson Tiffany Zolkowski said the percentage of passengers who test at the airport remains between 30-75%, depending on the day. Some council members say there's no proof the testing mandate isn't being followed. The mandate says people are allowed to skip testing at the airport if they have a negative test result from the last 72 hours or if they quarantine for 14 days. Councilmember Hugh Diment says it's important to find out why people aren't testing at the airport.
Is it because they just had a test in Fairbanks and they're waiting for the result, in which case they are complying with the law? Or is it because they are refusing to?
Acting City Manager Strickler says the city will be able to better answer that question soon. With the new raffle program, people who show a negative test result from the last 72 hours will also be eligible, so the city will learn how many people are following the mandate that way. Incentives are still only being offered on the weekend. Strickler says the city is looking to hire an incentives program coordinator to expand the program to all flights. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. And finally, the city budget got adjusted Tuesday night. The Bethel City Council passed a number of modifications ranging from hiring additional staff for the finance department to fixing issues with the YK Fitness Center. The city will spend around $300,000 to help stabilize the finance department. Most of that money will go to an outside accounting firm because the city is currently without a permanent finance director or acting finance director. The city will also spend $250,000 to deal with construction issues at the YK Fitness Center that resulted in the facility almost freezing up last winter. Earlier, KYUK mistakenly reported that cost would be $620,000. The city council will look into expanding the fitness center with a $75,000 feasibility study to examine whether a gymnasium add-on is possible. The city is also moving forward on a joint project with the state to upgrade three of the city's most trafficked roads, Akakik, Ptarmigan, and Delap Street. The whole project will cost over $7 million, but the state will pay most of that cost, with Bethel chipping in around 9%. Acting City Manager Lori Strickler says the reconstructed roads will be built differently than any other road in Bethel.
These roads are going to be engineered specifically for our region and our climate.
The City Council also directed the administration last Tuesday night to acquire land rights to build a gravel road between KUC and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Hospital. Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.